الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds whoever Allah guides there is none that can lead him astray and whoever is led astray then there is no guide for him I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah He is alone and has no partners and I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wounds that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds, and forgive you of your sins, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, has achieved the greatest achievement, amma ba'du, certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a strain, and every strain is in the hellfire. Alhamdulillah, who has guided myself and many of the brothers and sisters here in this community at the Islamic Center of East Orange to come to this area to practice the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the understanding and the practical application of the Salaf al-Salih. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He knows best, is favoring the people in this area as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping the Muslims to establish this deen. By firstly learning the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is helping this community to establish the Muslim businesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has helped this community to establish a Muslim school to educate our children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping this community inshallah to save their funds to buy or to purchase a bigger building to house the Muslims in this area who have come to this area to practice the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the way of the Salaf al-Salih. The Muslims have come to this area to establish a community. And the Muslims in the area have moved closer to the masjid in order to try to practice Islam better in accordance to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as understood and practiced by our Salaf al-Salih. And in light of this, in light of establishing a community for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this week we want to take a look at the beginning of 18 ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to His Prophet and Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was in Al-Madina. And this surah, the issues dealt with in these ayat are community affairs. And this is none other than the surah, Suratul Hujurat, or the chapter of the small apartments. Where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he tells us in the first ayah of this surah, and we hope that inshaAllah ta'ala we can use every ayah to be a surah because of the importance and the vast meaning of these ayah. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala begins, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, O you who believe, do not decide an affair in your lives until you know the decision of Allah and His Messenger, and then fear Allah. Allah is Sami'un Alim. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in this ayah, as we begin to explain it, establishes for us one of the most important issues in establishing a community, and that is basing everything on the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he tells us, إذا سمعت الله تعالى يقول يا أيها الذين آمنوا فأرعها سمعك فإنه خير يؤمر به أو شر ينهى عنه. عبد الله بن مسعود, the companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم رضي الله عنه, he said, whenever you hear Allah تعالى say, O you who believe, then listen very, very closely, as there will be some good that you will be commanded to do, or some evil that you will be prohibited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He begins this ayat addressing the believers. O you who believe, O you who believe in Allah as the Creator, O you who believe in Allah as the Lord of all the worlds, O you who believe in Allah as being the only God that has the right to be worshipped, none having the right to be worshipped other than Allah. O you who believe in His last prophet and messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that Allah sent to humanity to be the last prophet and messenger, none coming after him. O you who believe in this deen of al-Islam, as his deen, as his religion, as his way of life, as his laws, O you who believe in death, O you who believe in the punishment and the enjoyment that will take place in the grave, O you who believe in the blowing of the horn, O you who believe in the mizan or the scales, O you who believe in the judgment day and that will take place on it, O you who believe that he will have to cross the sirat according to his deeds, O you who believe that the Jannah and the hellfire is true, O you who believe, O you who believe with the correct iman. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us later on in the surah, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He says, and the desert Arabs say, we believe. Say, you have not believed. Rather, you have submitted because iman or real faith has not entered into your hearts. O you who believe with a correct believing, with a correct belief, as the belief that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows us in some of these ahadith, as he says sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. وفي رواية للنساء من الخير. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, he says, none of you believe until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. And in the narration of Imam al-Nasa'i, that he loves for his brother what he loves for himself from those things that are good. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, he says, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ولده ووالده والناس أجمعين. That none of them believe until he makes me, until I become more beloved to him than his children and his parents and all of humanity. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, he tells us, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ جَارَهُ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, whoever believes in Allah in the last day, then let him speak good or be quiet. And whoever believes in Allah in the last day, then let him honor his neighbors. And whoever believes in Allah in the last day, then let him treat his guests kindly. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فإذا شهد أمرا فليتكلم بخير أو ليسكت استوصوا بالنساء فإن المرأة خلقت من ضلع ومن وأعلى شيء في وإن أعوج شيء في الضلع أعلاه فإن ذهبت تقيمه كسرته وإن تركته لم يزل أعوج استوصوا بالنساء. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith of Imam Muslim, he says, whoever believes in Allah in the last day and he hears an affair, then let him speak concerning it with good or to be silent. I advise you, I command you to treat the women kindly, because indeed the lady was created from the rib, and the most crooked part of the rib is his uppermost part. And if you attempt to straighten it, you will break it, and if you leave it alone, then it will remain crooked. I command you to treat the women kindly. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us in the authentic hadith of Imam Muslim, لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا ألا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم أفشوا السلام بينكم. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you will not enter into Jannah until you believe. And you won't believe until you love one another. Should I show you something that if you did it, you will love one another? Spread the salam amongst yourself. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these hadith are showing us some of the characteristics of those people who Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is addressing when he says, O you who believe. O you who believe with the belief that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained in the hadith of Muslim, the hadith of Jibreel, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defines al-Iman or belief as أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وأن تؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. Where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered Jibreel, saying that Iman is to believe in Allah and His angels and His messengers and His books and the last day, and to believe in the Qadr, the predestination or the divine decree, the good of it and the bad of it. These are just a few of the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show us those who Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is addressing when He says, O you who believe. So be amongst those who believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to benefit from this good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us in this Surah Al-Hujurat, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, don't decide an affair in your lives till you know the decision of Allah and His Messenger. Don't believe. Don't worship. Don't do anything until you know the decision of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't hold any belief. Don't establish any act of worship. Don't do any practice in opposition to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't do anything until you know the decision of your Lord tabarak wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't answer any questions pertaining to this deen. Don't give any fatwas or any verdicts except that it's in accordance with the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or this ayat may also mean, as some of the ulama explain, don't perform anything before the decision of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning don't perform the salat before the time that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prescribed. As He prescribed us to make Salatul Jumu'ah at this time. Don't wake up early in the morning at 5 o'clock and to establish Salatul Jumu'ah. Don't fast before the month of Ramadan, as the disbelievers may fast in the month of December. Don't do anything until the decision of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been established. Don't marry. Don't marry until all the conditions are fulfilled in light of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Don't marry like the ignorant who marry before the consent of the wali. Don't practice anything until you know the decision of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this point Allah tabarak wa ta'ala establishes in many, many ayah in the Quran. And because of its importance, we want to continue this point not only in this khutbah, but in the next khutbah, insha'Allah ta'ala. And this is obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He tells us, إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ, that the only verdict is the verdict of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, وَاتَّبِعْ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ وَاصْبِرْ حَتَّى يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ, and follow that which was revealed to you. Meaning of the book, of the Quran, the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His creation. Follow that which has been revealed to you and be patient until Allah judges, and He is the best of those who judge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in His Quran, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ وَفِي آيَةٍ أُخْرَى فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ وَفِي آيَةٍ أُخْرَى فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He tells us, and whoever judges by other than that which Allah has revealed, then they are the disbelievers. And in the other ayah, and they are the wrongdoers. And in the other ayah, and they are those who are outside of the realm of obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in these ayah, He shows us the importance of obeying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that if you judge by other than the book of Allah, by other than the verdicts of your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are a disbeliever if you deny the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are a wrongdoer if you bear witness to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you as guidance, and then you choose other than that. And those are the fasiqoon, those who are just outside of obeying Allah's verdict in the book of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by constantly living in disobedience and sin to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in this ayah is establishing for us, the verdict is in the hands of our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't believe and don't practice anything, any act of worship. Don't do anything amongst yourselves until you know the decision of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't establish any community except on the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the success. بسم الله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. الله تبارك وتعالى continuing this point of obedience to Him and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, He tells us, ومن يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله, that whoever obeys the Messenger, indeed he has obeyed Allah. So obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one obedience. And whether you obey the book of Allah or you follow the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then all of this is obedience to Allah. Obedience to Allah is obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He establishes for us that you won't enter Jannah. Rather, the issue of entering Jannah or entering the hellfire is the issue of obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He tells us, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ يُدَخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ يُدَخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا خالدا فيها وله عذاب مهين. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us in this ayah, these are the boundaries set by Allah. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, we will enter him into Jannat, gardens underneath which rivers flow, abiding therein forever, and that is the greatest achievement. The greatest achievement for any person is to obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to be rewarded with paradise. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, and transgresses the bounds, then we will enter him into the fire, abiding therein forever. Oh, what a humiliating punishment. To disobey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to tread the path to the hellfire. There are two paths, the path to Jannah, the Siratul Mustaqim, or obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then there's the path of the shaytan, the path that leads to the hellfire, and this is by disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah says, فَإِنْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَإِنَّ لَهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, then for him is the blazing flame of Jahannam. He will abide therein forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to obey Allah and to obey His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that this is an issue of having your deeds acceptable in the sight of Allah, or having your deeds rendered invalid, worthless and of no benefit in the sight of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. O you who believe, I command you to obey Allah, and I command you to obey the Messenger, and don't render your deeds null and void. Don't render your acts of worship. Don't render your belief. Don't render the deeds that you do null and void by your disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as nothing will be accepted from you unless it's in accordance with the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He calls us to obey Allah and to obey His Messenger, and that there's no choice for anyone other than obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or going astray. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He tells us, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَا إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He says, it is not befitting for a believing man or a believing woman, once Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once Allah and His Messenger has decided an affair, that they have any choice in the affair. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger has gone clearly astray. Obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam isn't optional. Nobody has the choice to obey Allah or to obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it's compulsory. And no one has a choice except to obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or to go clearly astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands us to obey Allah and to obey His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He tells us, and obey, I command you to obey Allah and His Messenger, and don't differ, as you will become failures and your power will be lost. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to obey Him and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not to differ when it comes to obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but to submit to the verdict of Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. Otherwise we will be failures. That there's no community that will be established or based on disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that they will fail and they will be powerless. Our success is by our obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our strength and our power is by our obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, when we differ, there's no alternative except to take it back to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولُو الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا. O you who believe, I command you to obey Allah, and I command you to obey the messenger, and those in authority from amongst yourselves, meaning those leaders and those people of knowledge from amongst the Muslims. But if you differ in anything, then take it back to Allah, meaning the book of Allah, and His messenger, meaning to that which has been authentically reported on Him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you believe in Allah and the last day, that is better as a final decision. This is some of the tafsir of this ayah, and the obedience to Allah and His messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the statement of our Lord, tabarak wa ta'ala, O you who believe, do not decide an affair in your life until you know the decision of Allah and His messenger, and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is Sami'un Alim, or the all-hearer, the all-knower. He hears everything that you say, and He knows everything that you do, and He's going to hold you accountable to it. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have believed in You. We have submitted to this deen of Al-Islam. And we ask You, O our Lord, tabaraka wa ta'ala, to make us successful. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask You to help us establish a community for Your sake. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask You to give us what it takes to establish this community. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask You for the wealth to build Masjid wa Ahl Sunnah. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, send the wealthy people to us. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us dig deep to spend our wealth for Your sake, to build this house, to establish Your deen in the farthest part of this land. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us this building. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us successful. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and save us from the fire.